Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hey there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and welcome to episode 234 of the Slow Living Podcast. And you're going to hear this episode in March, the end of March. And when we recorded it, it was last summer, so the summer of 2025. And in this episode, we're going to talk about Christmas. And that's what's fun about deciding how to live your life on purpose, is you can plan things and daydream and help them come true rather than feeling like you're playing whack-a-mole and just doing things as they come up. So Christmas is such a big deal in Shelly's life, and I wanted her to create it and daydream about it when she was calm and in a good place. And so this is Shelly's Hallmark Christmas. And I love how geeked out she gets about it and how you can hear the excitement in her voice. Christmas is not just for little kids, and Shelly is a testament to that. Okay. All right. Speaking of domesticity, I have your Shelly's Hallmark Christmas all laid out. Okay. So walk us through what you're envisioning for the month of December is.
So what I'm envisioning with I made a bucket list of all the things that I would like to do in December. And that would be, a lot of it would be contingent on, I put so many things, so it's definitely a bucket list. So I'm not thinking I have to do every single thing, but it's all contingent, and I feel like I'm doing pretty good right now with my Christmas shopping, which is not, and I also included my Christmas list on there, so you can see where I've already started. I've already got a couple of things checked off, but I would like to have all of my Christmas shopping done by Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And I have a little area where I, because I buy things throughout the year.
Okay.
Which I'm going to tell you, which is really hard for me, because I am somebody that if I get something for somebody, I want to give it to them right away. So it's hard for me. So that's taking a lot of willpower. So I'm stockpiling and keeping my list going. So if I finish that, I feel like I can have my perfect Hallmark Christmas month. And this has been a goal for a couple of years. I've never made it.
Yeah.
Having everything done by Thanksgiving, because I would like to have my tree. I am definitely, my tree's going up Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay.
Watch out, people. And then the following weekend, all of my outdoor decorations will go up.
Okay. So you have 11/22 written down a few times. Is that Thanksgiving this year?
Yes.
Okay. So, that's nice. Thanksgiving's earlier.
Yeah. So, yeah. So okay. I have kind of mapped out what weekends, because I know I'll be working full time. So now my stuff will revolve around the week, you know, doing things on the weekends, a few things during the week. But I would like to, there's just the little things that don't take a lot of time, driving around to look at Christmas lights. But sometimes you get so caught up and you just don't even take time for that. And that's one of our favorite things to do. We pile the dogs all in the car.
Oh, fun.
Got my little thermos of hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps in there. And my husband drives us around, and, you know, just, and that takes 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But you know what? It just kind of gets you into the season.
Yeah.
And, a baking day.
Yeah. So talk to me about your baking day. I see peppermint bark, caramel popcorn, cookies, and then simmer pot bags. And I don't know what that is.
So it's just, I saw, you know, one of those Pinterest things where they had the little cone shaped plastic bags for treats. And they just had put all kinds of little dried rosemary, cinnamon sticks, cranberries, so that when you gift it to somebody, they put it into just a pan of simmering of water on the stove. Or even if you have like a mini crock pot, that you can put the water in and put the simmering. So it's just a mix of fragrant things, but it's so pretty when you look at it in a clear bag and it's tied with a little bow. So those are the things that I chose. Last year I did 2 days of baking with my girlfriend, and it was, we had so much fun. We made little mini loaves of bread inside jars. We baked them inside canning jars. It was really fun, and they came out really nice. So I just enjoy that. And then just and I collect little either thrifted, or Dollar Tree containers so that I can make pretty presentations and give it to people. So yeah. And then I've got, oh, and then I've got my Christmas card photo shoot.
Yeah, so I saw that elf themed.
Yes.
Okay,
So
so are you dressing up? What do you do?
I dress up the dogs.
Oh.
So I've had my dogs. I've had the three wise men. I've had the year before last we did A Christmas Story, and I had our big lab in a pink bunny suit, and I do have a leg lamp, so I had the leg lamp. I'll have to send you a picture, a copy of the card.
Okay.
So it is, my Christmas card said, "Oh fudge, it's Christmas."
Oh, that's
It
really cute.
was, yeah. So I plan it and sketch it out, and then my husband wrangles the dogs in, and everybody gets dressed up. And then I
Okay.
had the other dogs just, and I have a Red Ryder BB gun, so I have all the props, but I had all the other dogs completely wrapped up, like how she wrapped up all her kids to go out in the snow, so where they can't even move.
Oh, that is so funny.
So yeah, so this year we're gonna do Elf. I'm gonna have Buddy the Elf. I'm gonna have an Arctic Puffin
Yeah.
is gonna be one dog, and then the Narwhal is gonna be the other dog, and then the cats, I'm gonna shove them in little jack-in-the-boxes, hopefully. It's a plan.
All right. That is awesome.
So
Good.
yeah,
Yeah,
so that's
we
always
should
fun.
say good luck, Shelly. I hope you
Yes,
have your I hope you get your photo shoot.
right. Yeah, see, last Christmas I was all off. I did not do a photo shoot. We normally, every year for probably the last, I think it's been like 8 or 9 years now, we go see a Christmas show either the last week in November, first week of December, to kind of that opens the season. And we go with our neighbors across the street. And so we do a live musical or show, go to dinner, and it's fun. And
That
I
is
didn't do it
fun.
last year because I was in flux with my job, and I just didn't have it, just because I did not have, it was like, for me, it was like, oh, I didn't have time. I didn't have time to look to see what was playing, buy the tickets. It's just, so it was, so I felt like I just felt like gypped out at Christmas time last year.
Yeah.
It
And
just
it's
wasn't
this is the
fun.
yeah, and it's and I'm really glad that you pointed this out because it's not necessarily that you're less busy, but you're deciding preemptively what's important to you and then
Yes.
creating a plan to make it happen. Because everybody's busy. You can use the excuse, oh, I'm too busy forever. And then all of a sudden, you have nothing to show for like any sparkle. And that's what makes life worth living is the joyful stuff.
Yes, that's exactly it. It was like, that's what I felt like last December. It was just, I was too busy, but was I? Because it took me 15 minutes to make that list.
Well, and look at the closet. You put off the closet and worried about the closet, and it was 2 hours,
2
which in the
hours
big
out of my
scheme of
life
your life, 2 hours is
is
2 hours.
nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, when and I fit, yeah, and that's, and it still feels good. I'm still reaping the dopamine in my brain, because when I open my closet, it's like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So back to the list in the 15 minutes. I often, and I have with you also, and with my other coaching clients, put on the homework list to make bucket lists for this and that. And it's because it's getting these ideas out of your brain and onto paper. So then your subconscious starts trying to make it happen. And so you're right, this bucket list, probably you've had this idea in the past, like, oh, I should write it down, or oh, I should, or I should.
Yes.
And maybe people or you think it will take forever and ever and ever. And it really was just 15 minutes and you spit it on out.
15 minutes, I scrabbled it all out, then I typed it up, so that
You
I can have
typed
a
it up
check.
lovely. You have a nice little table where you can write in your gifts. Like you
Yeah.
went above and beyond.
But it feels good. So that I'm carrying that, it goes in my planner and I keep looking at it because of I think, because as things pop up, I did put down there, I would like to do some things with my nieces. There's a lot of free things around our community that that are just a lot of fun that I could go to alone, but it would be weird.
Yeah.
Our library puts on a really nice Christmas celebration that I would like to take them to. We have a puppet theater here in San Diego that is so amazing. I can't even express to you. There's some that, I mean, it's so old-fashioned, but we took them, I think it was the year before last. It's $5 for tickets, and they did a Christmas story with different animal puppets. And you want to know that these three little girls belly laughed like it was the most hysterical thing they had ever seen in their life. And then
Nice.
afterwards, and the puppeteers come out with puppets and everything. So, and I mean, it that kind of stuff. I mean, you cannot,
Yeah.
oh, if you could bottle that kind of
Yeah.
just belly laughter from kids that are
Yeah.
just think, and you're like, and it's so
Yeah.
corny, right? And you're just
No,
like,
it's not corny. And what it's people talk about the magic of Christmas, and if you're not Christian and you don't do Christmas, that's fine. It's the magic of the holiday season, whatever that feeling is that you get when you're a little kid, that
yes.
it's just so like, wow. So some people get it like every time they go to Disneyland. And so that's why they like going to Disneyland and that kind of stuff. But it's that magic. And yes, as you age, you become more cynical and you get it, but you can bring aspects into everyday life as much as you can. And to me, I think that's really what makes life worth living.
I'm definitely I never grew. I mean, little things like right now, I'm obsessively collecting the McDonald's Happy Meal minis.
What are the current minis? I don't even know what they
They're
are.
little miniature, like little miniature Happy Meals, little miniature, I mean, just little miniatures of everything. A little
So like a
McDonald's.
little hamburger?
Yes, it has like a little tray with a little hamburger. And so they have, so there's so many. And they know, but like my boss's daughter, who's like 12, she gets super excited. While they were on vacation, she sent me a text from her mom's phone. She's not allowed to have a phone with a picture. She's like, "Do you have this one yet?"
Oh,
She's like, "I'm bringing this back for you." So they
that's
know I
really
have a
sweet.
whole McDonald's set. Yeah, that kind of stuff makes me
It,
happy.
and it keeps you young.
Yeah.
It's fun. I think that's what it is some people think once they turn grown up or a certain age or stage in life that fun is over and it's work, 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 and that's not fun.
It's not fun. I feel like I was that way for a while, and I just can't be. I want no. I want to have fun.
Yeah, it
Yeah,
wears
so
you
I'm super
down.
excited about my December. I'm
I'm
super
excited
excited because
for you.
it's there on paper, so I have goals to work towards.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. You listed out some movies, and I know I've seen a Biltmore Christmas.
Okay, so that's my wheelhouse: time travel, anything vintage. I mean, those things. So those are all movies that involve time travel
Okay.
and old-timey stuff. Yeah, I love A Biltmore Christmas.
Okay, well, I'm happy to have this list because then I'm going to Google them. So if you are listening, I'll just read them to you. This is Shelley's Hallmark Movie Marathon Day. Timeless Christmas, A Night, and Night is with a K, so it's a night. Before Christmas, Biltmore Christmas, Christmas at the Plaza, and A Vintage Christmas. So I know I watched A Scottish Christmas last year and really liked it. Did you watch that?
Yes, I
Yeah.
did watch it. Yes, but this last weekend I watched the Lindsay Lohan Netflix Christmas movies, which were really good. And I
Oh, I
was,
didn't know she had them. I'm going to look those up.
yeah, so she that was her comeback, and they're great. She did a,
Oh, I know what you're talking about because I saw those commercials, but I didn't watch them and I didn't realize they were on
yeah, they're
Netflix.
really cute, they're really fun. But unfortunately, somebody asked her if she was going to do more, and she said no. She was.
So I kind of don't blame her because we just went to the theater and actually watched Freakier Friday with
Oh.
her and Jamie Lee Curtis. Loved it, cried. very like mother-daughter relationshipy, and it was great. But I thought, wow, you're doing really well. So, and I was so proud of her
I
that she,
know.
I know.
I
Like
know. Well,
she,
that's when these movies came out on Netflix, because that was like a, you know, they're throwing her a life ring, and they were so good. They got, I felt like I was proud of her.
yeah, because I mean, I was really worried, and I was talking to my daughters. I'm like, you don't understand. Everybody just died in the 90s. They started doing drugs and then they died. And the fact that she didn't is like wonderful.
Yeah, so I would recommend the Lindsay Lohan movies as well.
Okay.
Coaching with Steph has taught me to see the boundary between what is my responsibility and what belongs to others, and to see that the things in my control are my responses and my decisions. I am not in control of others, their perceptions, and what they think or feel. These lessons have proven to have lightened my mental load, and I love that I can continue to practice these lessons as I move through life. Steph's voice is one in my head that I don't feel the need to evict. Give Steph a chance. You'll appreciate your time with her.
Super
Those are good.
exciting. Super exciting. Okay. This upcoming week, what would you really like me to hold you accountable for?
You know, I really got to finish up the medical stuff.
Okay.
I really got to firm up dates. I need to make sure that I have my eye doctor appointment made. I need to go get labs drawn. I just need to get it done and get it checked off my list.
Okay.
And that always seems to be at the end of the day. Like, I can have a to-do list and that'll be on there, but I'm
Yeah.
looking all around it.
So since you're on the phone anyway for work, is it possible to make those appointments at
Yes.
work?
Yes. Yes, I can. But like I said, I look at my list and then I'm all, I'll do that in a little bit.
Okay.
I
Do
don't know. It's
you keep a work calendar versus like a home calendar and you have like a work schedule?
now my work day is pretty fluid.
Okay.
I mean, it's like I said, it's we're still I don't with this new company, I don't deal a lot with the general public, so at the time is more my own.
Okay. So today's Wednesday. Is it possible if I said, "Hey, Shelley, I want you to make a dentist appointment by Friday at 3 p.m.
Yes, that's what needs to be done. I need to have
Okay.
a deadline. Deadlines do it for me.
Okay. So is it too much to do a dental appointment and schedule labs and make an eye doctor appointment by Friday at 3 p.m.?
Yeah, the only thing I don't think I'll be able to do is the dental, because that one
Right,
will.
'cause you need to go to Mexico. But I
Yeah,
didn't
so
even
that'd
list
be.
that. So I
Yeah.
would, and you have your electric toothbrush and you're addicted to flossing.
And I just did see an electric flosser that I might invest in.
I like those little, I know they're probably horrible for the environment, but those little plastic handle flosser things.
Yes.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
have them in my back pocket like all
Me
the
too.
time.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I have
I
them with me
floss
all the
while I
time.
drive. I'm like, I'm gonna get in a car accident one day and there'll be a flosser like jammed in my throat.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Yes, I need to get these medical appointments done. They just need to be
Okay.
done.
Okay. Let's get them done by Friday at 3.
Okay.
And I know we're meeting not in 7 days, we're meeting in 6 days just due to the way schedules
Yes.
work. Okay. And you'll be so proud of yourself.
Well, I just gotta do it.
Oh no,
You
you're
know,
going to.
I know
Like
it's just,
it's
I
already
know
done.
it's like so. It just like, why do I get myself? And again, it's because I work myself up the brain that I'm going to be on hold for 30 minutes, and
You will be.
you
So
know.
if today's Wednesday and we're talking before work and you have 3 appointments to make, you do one on Wednesday, one on Thursday, one on Friday.
All right, I'm on it.
Okay. All right,
On
cool
it.
beans. All
All
right.
right.
I'm gonna hit end record.
Okay.
Okay, pretty people. Thank you for listening, and thank you again to Shelley for being so open and sharing her life with us. And what's fun about these series is we are all so different, Yet I know every single one of you listening can hear a teeny tiny bit of yourself and your own story and all of these women who have shared. So if you haven't gone back and listened to all of the different series, we started with Kelsey. Way, let's see, where did Kelsey start? Kelsey started way back in session when in episode 199, we started with Kelsey. Actually, it's 198. And then after Kelsey, we had Melissa, and now we're in the Shelley series. And it's just so gratifying for me to listen to them just grow and evolve week after week. And I'm just so thankful for them to open up and share their life with us. I have a few past episodes I'd like for you to go back and listen to with fresh ears. We talked at the beginning of this second part with Shelley of her Hallmark Christmas. And so episode 7 was called Slow Down This Holiday Season. So go back and listen to that and figure out how you can create your own perfect holiday season. Episode 13, New Year's Resolutions, Yay or Nay. I do love New Year's resolutions. My entire career is based upon a New Year's resolution that I stuck with. And I think when you stick with something, you get such an oomph that you can do hard things, and it's terribly motivating. It really pushes you forward to do hard things. Episode 25, Caring for the Caregiver. Shelley has said it over and over again. She's a people pleaser and she is a natural caregiver, but she does have to take care of herself. And that's why I pushed her into four reelsing, deciding by Friday at 3, she's going to make these appointments for herself. Episode 43, Imperfect Action. Sometimes the next step is messy. I want you to take that step anyway. And then number 80, episode 80, Stop Reinventing the Wheel. It doesn't have to be hard. Just do the thing. Follow in someone else's footsteps. Same with like recipes. The first time you make a recipe, follow the recipe, do it that way, and then you can tweak and modify and fine-tune. Okay, pretty people, as always, I think you're amazing and lovely and wonderful and kind. I'm so happy that you're here. I'll be back in your earbuds again next week with the first part of the final session with Shelley.
If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.